This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Slapped on the skull by a pub slut, you fucking cunt pig.
Oh,
what? Are we live?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, man, that shit, man. Happy birthday, everybody, and welcome to episode number 20. We are officially halfway through the whole entire season.
It is Matt's birthday, and we are giving him a new chair as his present.
Matt?
It's not my birthday.
It is your Matt's birthday today.
It feels like my birthday.
We're pretty sure it is, and it's another 10 episodes have gone by, so Matt gets his brand new chair today, and everyone's very excited. Your feet, cunt. Look at the bottom of your feet. Connor, can you zoom in on this?
All the pubes.
Can you get it up? Oh my God.
That's how this cunt walks around here, cunt. Fucking pubic hair all over his feet, and not even his own pubic hair, a stranger's pubes.
That's what happens. You can send whatever you want. We put it on the floor and we wear it.
On the PO box. Anyway, we've had a bit of a discussion before we get into it. We were talking about the length of the podcast, and we've realized we've been creeping up to like an hour and a half lately. And that's, we think, probably a bit too much. So we're going to try and pull them back to our episodes, all right? So we might have to cycle some of the segments. So if we don't do a segment 1 week, we'll do it the next week, and then we'll get into a routine like that where we do segments fortnightly. Great work, everyone. Great work, everyone.
It's your birthday every 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So it feels like it.
It is.
Okay, this is how we run our lives at the moment. So we work hard for 10 weeks and then we have 1 week off. We work hard for 10 weeks and 1 week off. It's currently a week off. So it's kind of like we're meant to be on holidays right now, but we're still having to do little bits of work here and there, but that's okay.
I'm not on holidays.
Matt's not. And, you know, no one else is, apart from school kids as well. So that's good. Fucking see Esther and shit. So, you know, that's in the middle of our week off right now.
And it's Matt's birthday.
And so, yeah, it's pretty. So, you know what? We're going to get fucking stoned as fuck this episode. We're going to get fucking written off. You're going to hate it, man. You're going to be so over us by the end of this episode.
I'm itchy.
Oh, Michael's got itches all over him. We got fucking Bachelor Brown. We got a prank call at the end. We got a beautiful episode. Come on, welcome. A round of applause. Well, let me have a look at the phone. Let's see what fish.
Bong break.
Bong break. Straight off the bat. Straight off the bat, I said.
It's the most difficult time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Fuck, that is therapy to say.
Back. Leave all that in, Connor, but can't be saying to leave that in.
Of the year.
All right. Also, before we let's just get the housekeeping shit out of the way. If you don't know this, we are running a $1,000 competition for the a comment. All right. So at the end, on the season finale, we pick one comment at random from our entire season, and that person will win $1,000. So if you want to enter the competition, all you have to do is comment, okay? So comment something. Just comment the word comment if you can't think of anything to comment. The more times you comment, the more chance you have of winning $1,000. So it's crazy not to do it. It's financial advice. This is financial advice. The dusties are stuck in me. Gut cunt.
Also, if anyone's listening on Spotify, or if anyone wants to listen on Spotify, You can rate us
yes,
on Spotify. Please. That'd be very, very
helpful.
It only
takes a second. You just scroll to the top where it says fully actually. You click on the stars and you just go 5 stars and then boom, you're done. And it helps us out fucking massively.
It actually helps
bro,
us out so much.
Seriously, bro. Helps us so much, bro.
There are people getting like Spotify. Or what do you call them? Spotify.
Angels.
Whatever people
call Spotify originals. I know.
Who have like 200 five stars and we've got like 700.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir. Spotify
and they won't even original, return a phone call.
Spotify would never die, work man. With us.
I think.
That's why it's so amazing what we've built it's here. It's all word of mouth.
What happens when you die, Matt?
I reckon that my conscience just gets reborn into another body.
So reincarnation.
Yeah, people say, oh, in my past life, I was a cavalier.
That's you.
Yeah. A cavalier or caviar?
Caviar, both. A cavalier of caviar.
Oh no. Calm down, everyone.
This is what's, yeah. It's going to be a. You want an hour.
Caviar!
Do you eat caviar?
If it's. It's like a thing on the side, so not many places.
You put a little crackle with a bit of cheese. Mm, I'd eat it if it was there. A little delicious, juicy fish sauce coming out.
Oh, yeah.
They pop in your mouth.
Oh, this is not going to last an hour. There's no way we can do it. You guys are too out of control already.
You're crazy, man.
Nah, dude. We are here.
Let's do the sponsors right so we now. Can get out of this shithole.
I had so many little subjects to bring up with this.
Oh, there are some. If you haven't had a read through the comments if you're into sleep paralysis stories.
Yes. That's
man,
what I was going
to
say.
I fucking read through some. Yeah, some are horrifying.
Yeah, thank you so much to everyone who shared their stories. They were all really good and really intense.
Matt, before we get into sponsors,
fucking hell.
How is Isla? How is Isla going? Because she's sad that you guys have been in her inbox, which is awesome. Keep it going. It's all actually right. Worked, has it not, Matt?
What's happened? Are you guys together?
So not long after last week's podcast, she texted me out of the blue. I didn't text her.
It worked.
She sent me Instagram message. And yeah, we just had a little chat back and forth.
Oh. Now we need everyone.
No more. We're not
now
doing.
Now we need
please.
The army
no,
to go and
no,
DM Isla.
No.
One thing you love about Matt.
Oh.
One thing you love about Matt and let Isla know so
no.
She can start to see. Because sometimes people find it hard to see things to love about Matt. But if we tell her all the beautiful things, then she will know and she will want to squeeze your
tits. It's going to be like Matt has really thick mints. It's going to...
And let's try and keep it legit. Like, oh, I heard Matt Brown's got like really strong shoulders. Shit like that. Like real compliments that will help. What else is good about Matt?
His favorite movie is The Sandlot.
He's actually quite handsome. Shit like that. Oh my God, Matt's actually like quite hot.
She's been bombarded twice and yeah, and then again.
So do you reckon you can see yourself marrying her?
So you guys are talking, is there any talk of a date?
Well, she jokingly spoke of a date, but we haven't talked about a date, no.
Well, maybe you should throw that out there.
I don't want to force her to do it, Dave.
No, you're not forcing anyone, okay?
Pop the question.
You got to put yourself out there. You got to take a risk.
But you got to remember me and Isla are a very different age.
You don't
She's
know.
A lot younger
you
than
don't
me.
Know until you try, all right? And I know that she was what, like, how much older are you than her? Like 15 years?
30
how,
years.
I don't know how old she is. She's younger.
She's like, let's say
she's
what, like 25?
Like 170.
She's 25. So I'm 35. So, it'd be 10.
So when she was fucking 8 years old, you were 18.
Wait, no, is that right?
Yes! No. 10 years! 10 years! You. When you were 18, she was 8 years old.
He was like 150.
Yeah. In Earth years. If you count his living on his other planets, it's much, much
you're
higher.
You're 150 years old.
But alas, the law says she's able to reproduce willingly, so you may hunt and fuck her.
I would say... She's got very...
Oh, what the
What did you say?
I was going to say she's got very good genes. She'd create great, beautiful
you
kids.
You love good genes.
Well, there you
go. Jackson genes in there. And he's
there
very
could
good
be. There's a future. I said so, you will find Mrs. Brown from this Bachelor Brown segment.
Exactly.
So this is on the way to
he's
it.
He's right. Everyone at home listening to this, take some credit too, because we all did this together. And Matt is now, he's got girls talking to him left, right, and center. He's overwhelmed there is so much tit on display for him.
I'm still chatting with...
he can barely catch his breath.
Shit, she gave a fake name, so I've got to make sure I
catch.
Say the fake name. Jess, the one before, the one after Isla, I think it was. I'm still chatting with her, the OnlyFans chick from England.
Oh, yeah.
She's been chatting to me heaps, so I get along with her really well.
There you fucking go, look at that. There you fucking go, Brown.
But I'm just chatting. Oh,
yeah! Oh, what a Michael just poured so much water on Matt. Oh my God, it's on the computer. Quick, we need a towel. There are no towels.
It's only a little bit.
Grab my shirt, Matt, quick. It's soaking in through the keys and that'll stop playing and we'll have to start the whole podcast again. Quick, it's soaking in.
Shit!
Michael, that is a big no-no.
It's
okay. There's water now all over the laptop and okay, it's saved.
That's how shit goes. That's why you're not allowed to have
it. It was a twitch.
Anyway, what were we saying? Yeah, the Bachelor Brown, it's fucking working, all right?
Mm.
By the way, all right, let's do the fucking sponsors. Fuck me, cunt. We've been fucking.
Oh, yeah. We've been going for 45 minutes.
No way. No. All right, our sponsors. Do you own a computer? You there? Well, if you do, someone's trying to hack into your life right now and take all your money. They're trying to get pictures of your family. They're trying to find out where you live so they can kidnap family members and take them hostage and wire all of your money into foreign bank accounts. That's what they're trying to do right now.
Really?
The only way to protect yourself. There is no other way. Do this or panic and feel the consequences. You must download NordVPN. You must do it and you must do it now. Quickly, nordvpn.com/fullyactual and you will get a huge discount plus a gift. They're just going to give you a gift.
You get a gift?
Plus you get an extra month free and there's a money back guarantee. So there's no risk. You can sign up without risk, okay? If you don't like it, you can leave with your money back. No worries. And you're probably thinking, oh, that's probably super expensive to protect my entire family and life's work. Well, no, you're fucking wrong. A two-year plan is $335 a month. Are you fucking kidding me? You'd be dumb. You'd be stupid not to do that. So stop listening, pause it and get your computer. NordVPN/fullyactual, okay? Fucking use our discount code. Now, quickly! And of course, our other sponsor is Manscaped, manscaped.com, all right? They have the best male grooming products you can ever imagine. Do you understand? If you need to groom yourself, you need shavers, nose hair trimmers, or oh my God, that's really hot.
Holy
Michael.
Shit.
That's really hot. Guys, keep it away from me. Michael's just losing his mind. He's just lit like fucking 20 sparklers at once, holding them together.
Oh, it's burning
my
ass.
Yeah, exactly. Now you must hold it. You must hold it. The sparks went everywhere. Sorry, everyone listening on Spotify. You probably hate these when these things happen. Anyway, back to the sponsor, okay? Manscaped.com, best male grooming products there is. And if you want 20% off, use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20, okay? FULLYACTUAL20, you get 20% off of everything. And if you don't, you're kind of a selfish fucking pig cunt. How about you fucking go buy a nice shaver and some shit? They got shit you ain't even heard of, dick. Go to manscaped.com and have a look, at least look at the products, cunt. Fucking dumb cunt.
What's our code?
FULLYACTUAL20, shit. Shit piss up. Manscaped now. Up it. Up the boys.
Okay, moving on.
And of course, our final sponsor, University of Marker, where we post the most fucked up videos that we can't post to social media, videos that we actually want to film, like does cum taste different after drinking pineapple, shooting each other with nail guns, eating shit, eating corn shit, do you understand? Having laxative Olympics, fucking pouring golly bottles on ourselves. It goes on, cunt. The list goes on and on, cunt. 30 minute episode every fucking week, cunt. And you can see the videos for free. The link in the description, 21 day free trial. See the videos, right? If you don't like them, then fuck off, cunt. No charge. At least have a look and see if you like them, you arrogant pigs.
I'm very sorry.
Oh,
and yeah. Ariel makes you angry, man.
Oh yeah, I forgot she was this. Funds all this shit too. And if you can't do any of that, just a like, subscribe and comment, and a rating on Spotify would be lovely. And a little review on Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck they do over there, cunt. Am I right about that or what, baby?
Yeah.
Finally, that shit's done. Let's fucking get on with it, cunt. On this day! On this day! Bong break!
Let's see how Bosley gets through this. Oh, he did it. God, he's incredible how he just leaps over cords.
He's a wonderful animal, Matt Brown.
It's your birthday today.
He's a wonderful animal.
It's not my birthday, but I do get a new chair. So right, it feels
we'll
like
do,
my birthday.
On this day, then we'll do the chair.
Yeah, let's get it in. I don't like how you're laughing, though. On this day.
On this day in 1657, shoulders fought against knees for the title of the most useful human joint. Knees started the assault and would knee the shoulders in the shoulder. Shoulders returned fire by shouldering the knees in the knees. The fight was even and lasted for 3 years until there was a breakthrough. Shoulders developed blades or shoulder blades to defend themselves, and knees could not attack the shoulders effectively anymore. Knees scrambled desperately and invented kneecaps, but kneecaps were far too small to stop the advancing shoulders. Knees had to surrender, and shoulders have held top spot as the most useful human joint for the last 3 centuries. That's why shoulders are higher on your body and closer to the brain than knees are, because they're better joints.
I can see that.
A lot of history, a rich history.
Would you rather have
joints?
Bad knees or bad shoulders?
Imagine having knees where your shoulders are, cunt.
I'd probably rather bad shoulders because bad knees, you like use your legs a lot.
And I think you can repair shoulders easier than knees.
Imagine having knees where your shoulders are.
I think
it'd be quite, because you can't rotate in the same way.
It's not
a socket. Yeah, so knees are, the inferior joint.
Shoulders have more rotation.
Yeah, they're in a socket, and knees are just like
rotator cuff.
Yeah, knees. Yeah, knees. See, if a leg don't go that way or that way, cunt. Yeah. It just goes up, down, cunt. Up, down, cunt. Anyway, all right, as you all know, every 10 episodes, Matt Brown gets a brand new chair. He's evolving, he's changing.
And today's
his first season on camera, and today's the first season on camera. So, Matt, we ask you to step the fuck outside, cunt, and don't fucking peek, you fucking cunt.
But you have to move the toilet as well.
Oh, yeah, can you free that spot up?
Fucking
no, we'll do it. Yeah, go and stand outside. And cover your fucking eyes, all 6 of them. He's got 4 eyes on his backs.
He's got multiple.
Oh, bags. Fucking hell, Matt. Fucking hell, Matt. All right, he's leaving. Okay.
I'll get the chair.
All right, you get the chair. Yeah, I'll just quickly explain what it is. So, for those listening, so the chair is, what do you call it? An ergonomics chair?
I think it's like a different sitting chair.
Okay, yeah, so it's like an ergonomic chair or something, which it like corrects your posture. So, you're basically like kneeling on a chair. It's very good. Anyway, we're going to go get it now, and I'm going to move the toilet. All right, everyone, Matt is in position.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
He's looking down, so where he's about to look up for the first time and see.
Maybe come over to where your desk is, but don't look at the chair.
He's looking down. All right, yeah. Let's do it. There it is, Matt. There it is.
Quickly, get in it, dude. We need to see your face for the camera.
Oh, film like that. Yeah, damn, that would have been smart. Oh, well. Look at this, dude. Look at this.
See? Quickly sit in it.
Yeah, posture chair. Exactly right. So you got to put your knees
it's
there.
It's actually really comfortable. Come on.
Oh, this is sick. Can I adjust it?
Yeah, I think so. But just sit down for now.
Trust it. Trust the
chair.
Trust
it, Brown. Trust the Brown. Yeah, there you go. Really? You look fucking ridiculous.
Oh, very good. Very good.
He's adjusting it. He's adjusting his ergonomics chair.
Oh. Oh, it's not the worst. I guess that'll get good posture.
Exactly
this is
right.
Than the toilet.
Yeah, see, well, we knew you liked that one, cunt.
Oh.
I just look like I'm praying.
Yeah, it looks good.
You look peaceful.
For those, it's hard to describe for those listening on Spotify. It's just, it's like a kneeling.
It's one of the posture chairs.
Yeah. I think this is perfect, cunt. This is fucking perfect. All right, so Matt's received his new chair. And now we move on to one of our new segments. It's a growing favorite. We're just going to call some businesses, and I'm going to scream. I'm going to scream the entire time and see how long they stay on the line for, cunt. if they go for a whole minute... By the way, they win. They win that round, and I have to tell them that you've won this time.
At the end. Minute you
at
cut
the
it off.
Yeah, at the minute
you've
I say
won
that.
This time. You keep calling the same place each week, and so you have battles with them. Some weeks they
only
get
if they
to
win.
The minute.
Only if they
and
win.
Some minutes they won't.
All right, who should I call here?
I reckon an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's good.
You right? Hello. Miss you, Laura Zayman.
Dude, that was so close to winning. 55 seconds they lasted.
Five more seconds they would have won
the
battle.
Five more seconds I would have had to tell them, you've won this round.
I reckon we call them next week, save their number, and we see if we do a best of three.
Oh, that.
Imagine. They'll stay online if we
just
call them
passing
back.
The phone around. Like, oh, what do you reckon this is?
Did you get tired then?
Yeah,
I started going, shit, do we have to start jumping in and helping?
Dude, that was hilarious.
I think that they think that like maybe it's like someone in distress who's just called them. And it's like, so they just stay on the line just to make sure nothing's actually seriously wrong.
Ariel's in trouble.
I should have said that.
What would have you had to say at the 60-second mark again?
You win this round.
Fuck, I can't wait for the first one of those.
And then I just have to keep saying
Can we do one more, please?
No. We've got to get fucking fucked.
Where we time.
I could listen to that shit all day. This is the bad news for the...
Oh, yeah. No fucking... I came here and looking for the which diary entry to read out, and Matt's gone and fucking hidden the diary this week. So it's Matt's fucking fault.
And he stole the Bible.
So and we said to Matt, yeah, Matt won't let Michael touch that Bible. He won't let him. If Michael goes to touch it, Matt will hurt him. So Matt's just sort of taken it upon himself to hide these things. So, but I think that we should be able to find them in the next few days. And then those segments will be back next week. So, yeah. Sorry about that. Oh, that's right. Fucking Bachelor. Fucking Brown.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh. Ah! He's right behind you. Man, no. He's right behind you. Ah, turn around. Ah. Keep turning around. He's definitely right behind you. He's right behind you. Why won't you listen to me? Turn around. It's too late. He's already got you. And this is a segment where Michael and I have taken it upon ourselves to find Matt a partner because he can't fucking do it himself. The fucking idiot pig cunt.
And we just had a chat about what's going on
How
with it.
Working.
It's working.
How it's working.
It's not working.
It is. You're going to find your wife
you
from this.
Terrified Isla into speaking to me to make sure nothing was...
Oh, whatever needs to be done, but... Whatever needs to be done.
Now you're going to have a happy life with her, with heaps of kids and future. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, there's a very...
We found a family for you.
Small percentage.
All right. Anyway, so this is a segment where we align up a phone date for Matthew Gregory Brown, and then we let them talk and get to know each other. Then we see if there's a spark there. And the season finale, we're going to fly three of Matt's favorites up.
We're not doing that.
And do he's going to pick one to live with for 3 months. Anyway.
Well, at least we'll have more rooms. I guess that might work, actually.
Listen to this, the name of this lady, right? Isabel.
Yeah, Isabel is a very nice name.
Yeah, I thought you might like it. Anyway, here we go. I'm Matt Brown. I'm Matt Brown. I'm Matt Brown. I'm Matt Brown.
I am so sorry.
What, Isabella? You have nothing to apologize for. It happens all the time. People get scared and then they don't want to go through with it. We just thought maybe you'd gotten a bit.
No, I'm not scared.
That's totally fine, and it's good that you're not shy because sitting right next to me, cowering like a scared dog, is Matt Brown, and he's so anxious to talk to you and get to know you and just see if there's a real connection.
So anxious.
Yeah, so we're gonna step back, Michael and I, like we do every week, and we're gonna give you and Matt some complete and utter alone time. So off
you go. God, I appreciate you so much.
Off you guys go, guys. Let's see if there's
no way you're going to give me alone time. See, look, you're already not giving me alone time.
We're helping you, Matt.
Yeah. Stop being weird.
Move away.
I can't. He's shivering.
Come on, talk to her. Ask her for a number.
We've got a number.
Ask 04.
Yeah, dude. Ask
23.
It's flirtatious. Just ask her.
Just ask Marty and Michael. They have my number.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a great answer.
You got shut down then, Matt. You got shut down then,
good. No, that was good, Matt. You did good.
I like your name.
If you're that desperate.
Isabel, I like your name.
Oh, thank you.
Isabel's a very nice name.
Yeah, Isabel Rose.
Tell her it's like a spell.
Isabel Rose.
It feels fun to say. Tell her it feels fun to say.
Say it's like a spell.
It's like a spell.
like a Harry Potter spell.
So where are you from?
Oh, my God.
I'm from Melbourne.
From Melbourne. Whereabouts in Melbourne?
The Mornington Peninsula.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I was born in the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, my God! Holy shit!
I'm not going to say what suburb on a podcast where millions of people are going to be like, oh, yep, Isabel from so-and-so.
Yeah. Holy shit,
but
dude.
No, yeah, I was dead set born in the Mornington Peninsula. No,
on the floor?
Yeah, on the floor.
I was born on the floor as well.
He hatched from his egg.
So much in common already. Look at us thrive.
So what made you come on here? Why would you accept this? Have you seen other episodes with this in it?
Think she likes you, Matt. Yes. She thinks you're hot.
Yes, but I was like, I'm so proud of Matt doing this with the boys, like being a solo artist. Like them two are together and you're just by yourself. So you need a sidekick. Yeah, so I was like, I'll be your sidekick.
Yes! Yes! That's a good pitch. Would you be open to coming on to the season finale if we pay for all of your flights and accommodation?
You can't say this to people.
I love traveling. I do solo traveling all over Australia. So I would be down for absolutely everything. I'm going to the Gold Coast in 2 weeks.
Matt loves the Gold Coast. Matt's also lived in
Matt
the Gold Coast.
Is the Gold Coast.
Commonalities are endless here, baby.
Why are you going to the Gold Coast? Yeah. It's a holiday.
Just a holiday. Just live. You never know when the last day is going to be. So when Marty and Michael were like, do you want to come on the show and talk to Matt? I was like, of course. You never know. So I will just take any opportunity as it comes.
Whereabouts on the Gold Coast are you going to?
We're staying in Broadbeach.
Tell her you have lots of money. Tell her you have lots of money.
Hiss at her.
I'm an independent woman. I make my own money.
That's good to hear. Tell her you have lots of money. I like an independent woman.
Just put it in the bin sometimes.
Hey, I just put money in the bin sometimes
and hiss a bit.
there's a major thing I got to ask you. Do you follow the footy?
Which footy are you referring to?
The only footy that ever exists.
I don't know. There's a few footies
out
there.
She's from Melbourne. You can have it, bloody.
I guess it's. She's probably going to follow AFL. Is that what you're talking about?
You have to come to the football with me and drink beers.
She loves Essendon.
That's a great, you love doing that.
Does she?
Yeah.
Are you an Essendon fan?
I don't go for Essendon.
Michael's lying. He's throwing lies in.
They're four bunch of druggers.
Yeah, they are.
Michael's throwing lies
in. Wait, so who's your football team?
We versed Essendon on Anzac Day game and we smashed them.
She's Collingwood.
She's Collingwood.
Oh, you lie.
And I have all my teeth. I make my Collingwood TikToks and they pop off like viral.
You make
TikToks.
Collingwood TikToks.
Would you kiss Matt on the first date?
Depends if he has good hygiene, and I will notice when I see him.
Oh, Matt loves hygiene.
Yeah, I got pretty good hygiene.
Make sure he has those peachy lips ready for me.
Oh, la, 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 la. Would you kiss him with tongue or just lip? Lip kiss.
A little bit of tongue. If he shoves his tongue down my throat, game over.
What if he grabs?
Wait, when you say down your throat, what you mean like, you know, there's those bad kisses out there where they just put it in and swirl around.
Yes.
It's gonna be a little bit of tongue. That's about
just,
it.
Just a little bit, and then I will know if the emotion and connection horny. Is there.
Look how horny Matt is. Look how fucking horny Matt is right now, brother.
I'm weirdly calm.
Are you calm?
Usually I panic in these conversations, but no, you're easy. Nah, to talk
you're
to.
Doing much. You're getting better at this, and
I
any
really,
reason you can
I
be
really
more
natural. I really hope you're calm because that's good. That means I'm doing something right and not stressing you out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. That's so true.
Very true.
A very calming influence on your what is otherwise a very volatile state of being.
So what do you do for work and stuff?
I used to work in a men's suit shop, but then the area manager has a warrant for his arrest in Sydney because he stole the identification of his ex-boyfriend. So I said, get the fuck out. So me and my store manager and two casuals, we quit. So at the moment, I'm just free-balling and babysitting kids because my mum says I'm too young to have kids at the moment, so I just babysit other people's kids.
Matt's thinking, why don't you start an OnlyFans together?
I'm not thinking
Indeed,
that.
He just thought that out loud.
He said that. That was him who said that.
Are we going to be like the new Livia and Jackson, are we, from Matt?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We could make some dosh.
Would you do it, Matt?
I guess so.
There's money to be made. You may as well. Money to be made. It'll finance the concrete.
We could be really good at it.
Exactly. Baby.
Well, if he wants to take me traveling, he's going to make some money somehow. So shoving my ass on OnlyFans, that makes us money, and we can travel. Man, with
we love shoving
we
ass.
Could travel. We could travel and do OnlyFans.
Exactly.
You're
right.
Going to get married. So we I reckon in, like, top three.
Only fans in Las Vegas on the Pokies or something.
Oh, if we're traveling and doing OnlyFans, it's going to be sex.
Brown,
I'm down.
Fierce. Thank you so much, Isabella, for coming on. The Brown, I've never seen him so relaxed and excited at the same time.
It's the chair.
It's the fucking chair. So please continue this conversation. You do have Instagram. Please follow and DM Matt Brown 1111. And continue this conversation. Let's see what happens here, baby. You guys could be dream made in heaven, cunt.
And you know what? You guys can be down at the altar with us because you made it happen.
Fucking oath. We'll be your godparents or some shit.
You can be our godparents.
We'll marry you guys. You guys can marry us.
We'll marry you guys.
You have to just get a, just do a course to be,
A celibate.
Yeah, can you marry us?
Yeah. All right, fucking love your work, Isabel. We'll chat to you soon. Good luck with the Brown Town.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good night.
It was good to meet you, Isabel.
Oh, thank Brown.
Bye, you too.
So this is, it's getting better.
Shit, dude. That was
each week you're just getting more options.
Smooth peanut butter brown, then.
She was really lovely.
Yeah, look at that. Confidence. A swagger about him. The reek of desperation is not
so
intense
picking
anymore.
Picking the top three is going to be hard.
Yeah, well, she's in it now, I reckon.
Matt is finally accepting that we're going to have a top three and bring them. He's coming around to it.
Halfway through the season.
It's only taken 20 dates. It's only taken 20 dates for him to see the potential here. Anyway, that's Bachelor Brown, cunt. That's fucking outstanding shit. She went on a bit. She went on a bit, but she's good on her for putting her best foot forward.
She's a Collingwood supporter.
Yeah, but she has all her teeth, so she's not a normal Collingwood supporter.
Sorry.
Hey, Michael. You love it when we talk about that.
Collingwood is apparently the most hated AFL team amongst AFL teams, right? Sorry.
I think they have the most brutal fans. Yeah. All right. Nick, we're going to skip lying to Lockie. I reckon that's one of those segments we'll come back fortnightly.
We don't have much on this episode.
Yeah, we do. We still have... we still have questions and shit. What is that? What the fuck are you doing? Stop it! Fuck off! Stop playing with snot shit. What's wrong with... Oh, my God! What the fuck is going on? That's what snakes were whispering about outside. I'm just closing my fucking eyes. That's so fucked. Michael has goalied onto his hand and Matt Brown is playing with it. Sorry. It's like, it's goalie like, it looks like fucking, like what? A maggot. Looks so, the texture
the other
of your
one dried
goalie
up.
Is
we needed
fucking
a new
disgusting.
One.
Yeah. Why is there so much thickness to your fucking goalies?
That's it's kind of like rubber, look.
Oh my God, dude.
Gelatin or gluten?
Oh my God, that is fucked.
Should I?
Shut up.
It's medicine.
Anyway, moving on, okay? People on Spotify are probably like, fucking, what's this shit?
Oh, you should have committed.
Maybe next week. Yeah. We'll get you again.
Matt's got a weird superpower with spit, no matter how disgusting for some reason. Very strange. Anyway,
just
questions.
Just there if you want.
Oh, that was even rough for me to look at.
Fucking disgusting, man.
That is horrible. It won't come off. It's kind of like
enough. Long break.
Long break. Sorry about
that. Yeah, if you do that in front of Julian, he will fucking flick, lick, lick, lick. No, not at all. Count. Now, we're going to pick off the comment of the week, which is also running a separate competition. All right, we pick out one comment from last week's episode. We put it on the board, the comment of the week board. At the end of the season, we pick one of those comments to win $1,000. That is separate to the commenting competition. So if you comment, you're in the running to win a grand. Hey, that's as simple as that. Anyway, comment of the week is. It really suits a mullet, doesn't he? The fucking
look at that.
He suits that one.
It barely looks like a wig. It looks like
it's like part that. Of his hair.
Anyway,
So you guys are gonna have to remember back to last week's episode to understand this one. But I've got a good giggle. All right, comment of the week went to Demon Badger, and his comment was. Only on this podcast would the story of a three-year-old being in hospital without his mother be the funniest part.
That really hurts.
You don't remember it, do you?
That's gone.
So when Marty snapped his arm when he was 3 years old.
Oh, yeah. Very good. He woke up in the Germany hospital.
Yeah, by without his mom.
Painful memory.
Oh, that was incredible.
Wow, that's proof of brain damage.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But Demon Badger, well done. That's your...
yeah, that is a good comment. Board. You'll be on the board soon when we figure out how to print, how they fix the printer, right? And then find you around for $1,000 count.
I had a memory from 6 years ago pop on my Facebook.
No, this will Michael. Be good, cunt. This will be fucking good. What is
so
it?
So I must have tagged Michael in a video.
What do you reckon it is?
Fuck, dude.
If he can't remember last week's episode, he's not going to remember comments from 6 years ago. All right. Michael said to me on Facebook, that video you tagged me in made me smile and forget about the thought of death. I'm very grateful. However, now I'm thinking about my mortal existence and impending doom. Still, thank you. I have no idea what video it was. So.
Holy shit.
But okay. Yeah, you commented that. You put that on my Facebook 6 years ago. Anyway.
That's so crazy. Are you? How old were you then? Like 42?
130. I can't remember writing that, but I can definitely see that.
We're grown men and that would have been we do dress ups.
Would that be right at the heart of the start of everything?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
That could have been right at the beginning.
Fuck, we've been doing this for a while now, eh? 2018, we started making money. And like 2014, we began our journey. Holy shit, it's only been 10 years we've been fucking doing this.
I'm still
single.
Isn't
that weird? And Matt Brown, yeah, still isolation.
Yeah, lonely.
Eats at his heart.
Although I do enjoy some nights. I ate Tim Tams in the shower the other night.
Oh, have you done the Holy Grail?
Holy fuck.
Yeah, yeah. But,
do you melt them a bit?
Holy Grail really only works with original Tim Tams, not double choc.
People don't know what the Holy Grail is, and let's not get into a 15-minute explaining it.
It's so good.
Explaining
it's the best way to certain, eat a Tim Tam.
Yeah, a certain way to eat a Tim Tam.
All right, top questions.
I wish.
This is questions, by the way. We're just going to answer the questions that you guys have commented on the Marty Michael Fully actual YouTube channel. And fucking the ones with the most likes get answered first. Simple as that. So if you want us to answer a question, just comment it. So, question for the podcast.
All right, top question went to Steph Galloway.
Bullshit. She's my mate from primary school.
Is it?
No.
Oh. I say she comments a lot. I feel like I have conversations with her. She comments that much. Steph has said, "Do you find it hard to have serious conversations because you're used to being silly and pranking each other all the time?"
Yeah, 100%. There ain't a serious day in my fucking body, you dumb bitch. cut the bitch. I'm sorry.
That's not
going to
work out.
Look, I'm sorry. I leave it in, and I'm sorry I said that. I was just trying to be funny, and yeah, I now feel bad that I've said it. You're not a dumb bitch. That's a great question. We are far too not serious.
I thought you were calling Brown a dumb bitch.
Oh yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
You don't pick who you get.
We're never serious and it's not good.
You should see some of the days we have where it's just like us repeating the same sounds back
sounds
and forth.
Worse. Yeah, like all day.
But it's good that you're not so serious because I can come to you with a really serious topic and you'll make fun of it and it makes it all okay.
I think it's just like our coping mechanism.
It's one of the best parts about being friends with you. I can come to you with such a sad thing and you'll just laugh in my face and it just makes everything feel better.
Oh, klele, as you clean, is a klele. Good word.
Klele.
Klelelelelelele.
Flylala, klylala. I've been seeing so many, just see comments all over the web, people going flylala.
Flylala.
And on our haters on Facebook, they'll write something, oh, this video is shit. And then a fan writes, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone says sorry. You'll get about three sorries.
Sorry's going to change the world, baby. And when we get merch, we're going to have sorry shirts.
Oh, that'd be good. Just basic teasers, sorry on it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Next question is from Dawson Hayes. Will Michelle and Brown give a speech at Marty's wedding?
I don't know.
As I've read that out, I was like, that's actually, he's probably 50-50.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought about that yet. I guess we'll think about that when we get closer to the day.
That's so funny.
It's like 8 months away.
The engagement party for you is completely
gone. Yeah, it's like kind of worried me a bit. I'm like that's not good. I should be able to remember some parts of my own fucking engagement party. Like, I may as well just not have been there. That sucks. Can't wait to see the footage, and I've seen photos and they're good.
Oh.
So, hopefully it unlocks all the memories. It's usually what happens. Video and then you're like, oh, that's right. So hopefully they're just lying dormant and aren't completely obliterated from a fucking skull.
Next question is from Matt Sheehan. If you guys move in with the Brown, will you sleep with one eye open knowing you could be an entry in the little black book of haves?
Oh, the thought definitely crossed my mind, and we've had multiple conversations in private about it. Being like, you know, what are we going to do if
I'll have locks on the doors.
But we've just sort of decided that we'll just lock our own individual doors with huge thick padlocks, and then that's the only time I'm really worried. And you know, he's been on a good path for a while, so I don't see him falling back into his old lustful, violent ways.
Yeah, he's so happy with Bachelor Brown.
Yeah, it's really changed him as a person. Like, look at his posture.
It's so hard to do without my knees to put this on.
His knees are slant, so he can't put laptop down on knees.
Hold the laptop.
Yes, hold the laptop in one hand and type. And type. Oh, he's undone the problem. He's spun one leg.
Look how uncomfortable that looks.
He's on a toilet. He's a fucking 42-year-old man sitting on a toilet for 10
minutes. I'm 35, you cunt.
He's 150.
Next car. Sorry, this is from Dawson Hayes. It was actually a question which he answered himself. I thought it was funny. I'll see if you guys find it funny. Where does Marty's Guts shop for clothes?
Shop for clothes?
Where does Marty's Guts shop for clothes?
What? The
answer is Gap.
Okay, yeah, I like it.
Have you heard of the shop Gap? No, it's American, I think. Anyway, Michael's
can't lost keep up. Right now.
Cut that question.
Oh, I thought that was quite funny.
Okay, keep it. But that's my feelings towards.
But you know how Marty has gaps in his guts.
Oh, okay. It's sort
fuck.
Of
if I
saved
it's not,
it a bit.
The jokes are funnier if we don't have to explain them.
Sorry.
Actually, I hate it now. Connor?
No, keep all that.
Keep everything. Everything stays.
Oh, Dawson, I thought you did stays. Well.
Yeah, Dawson, well done. Thank you for the question, darling.
Sorry.
Come on, Brown. Crazy.
Next question is from Ed Boy Con. Michael, how much did it hurt when you the very first time you ripped off a toenail, and how did you become so comfortable doing it?
He probably can't even remember doing it the first time. He'd be sloppy dollar.
I guess alcohol helps. Yeah.
And delirium.
But like, I suggest don't do it because...
Poor diet though at the time as well, wasn't it?
But if I've done it when it's a healthy nail and it's like 3 days of agony, it's just throbbing. It's like you can't sleep for 2 days.
So oh, bad. Man. It is. I can't believe we put that on Facebook. If we put that on Facebook nowadays, that would count as a medical procedure. And they would fucking delete our page. Fuck, have we still got that on our...
Probably still is.
Oh, shit. Remind me tomorrow. We should probably delete them or at least unpublish them.
Maybe we could just put them on the
hard drive.
Next question is from Matthew Knowles. What would your dream gift be through the PO box if you could have it? What would the dream gift be?
Those pastel sugary things that got sent the other week were so good.
Delicious foods and weed is good. And maybe like a Valium or like Endones or morphine.
But not really that. That's a joke.
Those green whistles that you
when
can
we say
suck
that,
on.
That's a joke.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Heroin?
No, definitely not.
I just want to see what it's like.
Would you do heroin over ice, Matt?
Eventually, we might have to ask you guys to hook us up with some meth because when Matt smokes it,
fuck it.
Like, I don't know anyone to get meth.
What is it, a grand?
Sure, it'd be easy to get.
Yeah, I'm sure Julian.
Next question is from Matthew Forrest. If you boys had to describe colors or color to someone who is blind, how would you describe it?
So if they're blind, right, I turn around and I leave.
Fuck. That's so mean.
Because that is like I feel guilty even just like, because they can't see, cunt.
I'd say it's a different backdrop every time.
Would they know what a backdrop is?
I don't know.
You're not making it easy. Throw that
out there. Throw that out there and see if they let them interpret it. No, I wouldn't walk away from a blind person. I just I would explain it by using another sense. I would say blue is like the is eating blue clouds is like the color blue, and eating tomatoes is like the color red. That taste is what it looks like, cunt.
I guess if you know the taste of colors, that helps.
Yeah. That's how you learn the taste
orange
of colors.
Oranges taste like orange.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, right? I guess so.
And let's not forget about lemons tasting like yellow.
And that's the same, sort of?
That's exactly the same fruit and flavor.
Next question is from Damon O'Dwyer. He looks forward to our podcast every Monday.
I doubt
it. Is there any podcast that you guys look forward to each week?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Ballin, straight off the bat.
It's Ballin.
Anyway. No, he pronounces it Ballin, thank you. You pronounce things so...
He's from Ireland.
Matt pronounces
He
castle.
Says Ballin.
He's not really.
He says John Ballin in his things.
Does he?
Yeah. 100%.
He's scared Bosley. Nah, but Aussies would say Ballin. Matt says castle. Castle.
Okay. Castle roll.
Yeah, it's castle.
Yeah, that's different, dude.
Depends
and
how I'm using it.
And milk? Isn't milk one of your fucking weird...
Yeah, that one I struggle
say
with.
It?
That's like German of you.
Milk or something.
James knows that and he uses it again.
That's you what being German. Fuck,
man? He pulls that's that so out weird. Against me sometimes.
How do you just not... A few words, say them wrong.
Just comes out wrong for me. I don't know why.
It's from Germany, I reckon.
Castle. Fuck, man.
But I can use car. It depends what I use it in a sentence, I guess. But I was just listening to a story where an English person says it as castle, and that's where I think I used it today.
It's from your German heritage.
Oh, sorry, the question. Yeah. So Mr. Ballin, fucking some Joe Rogan's ones with aliens and shit. I just cannot wait to listen to them.
Are you listening to Mr. Ballin's podcast?
Yeah. Like, yeah, and the YouTube.
Yeah, the podcast is very good.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's fucking amazing. Good shit. And then I like funny ones too. I like Arnie Donner's podcast. I'll go and chuck a couple of them down. Inspired Unemployed, I've been getting into them a little bit. Fucking anyway, fuck off, cunt.
Next question is from Val Reds. Would Matt Brown ever get baked for a website video?
Would you?
I'd love to.
And then we try and make you panic.
Yeah, we need some time. We need some time in between
the testing.
Yeah. I reckon you go on your long service leave soon.
Yep.
Oh, you can get fucking just wasted for the first month of your. Can't you?
I don't know. I think I'd come and work with you guys.
You should have a margarita every
morning. With a robe on, but just so your nipples are still there.
I'll come to work with you, but I'll come in and just get drunk.
Yeah, you'll be swirling a margarita at all times.
It'd be demanding.
That'd be pretty fun for a
day. I would love it if that was the.
And you can be violent. Like you're allowed to hit us and shit. Would you do that?
Yeah, right.
That would
you have
that.
To be having margaritas all day though.
So final question is from AKR1. How do Marty and Michael recover so quickly from bruises and injuries?
I don't think we do recover that quickly. It takes longer now than it used to. We used to be constantly covered in bruises.
Yeah, some of the...
It looked like we'd been like in abusive relationships, especially Michael, because he bruises so easily. It looked like... Remember that one bender we were upstairs and he was like, what did he say you look like?
Like just an abused junkie.
Yeah.
Because I was like cowering and I was so skinny and I just had marks all over my body. From
like purple, deep black bruising all up and down his legs.
Especially during the live
stream. Like bruises
days.
On bruises.
Yeah. The live stream days brought out some bruises.
Dude, that
on
was
bruises.
Brutal. That live stream days. Fuck me. That was insane. Oh, man. Anyway.
Sorry.
I remember when you guys hit 1,000 people on the live.
Yeah.
It was victory.
Yeah. I remember, still remember the page getting 100,000 likes. Remember Luke made us a cake?
Holy shit. Yeah. Wow.
That was fucking years ago, cunt. Fucking years ago, cunt. Those were some tough, tough days.
Yeah, holy shit.
That was not something I want to ever go back to.
But just, hey, you learn.
You live and you learn, my babies.
You learn and you learn.
All right, our final fucking segment where Rhonda is so annoyed at a hotel because she's lost in a hallway and she can't fucking get out. She doesn't know where to go and what to do, so she's going to call reception and demand that they guide her out.
Ugh, fuck's sake. I can't sleep.
...and hotels offer spacious hotels and apartments across Australia.
Are you
from
serious?
Corporate CBD locations and prime cities to amazing leisure destinations.
If you knew how I dress.
We will be delighted to welcome you to one of
now
our properties
you tell
soon
me
for
what?
Your next
okay.
stay with us.
I would be delighted
for more
to have
information,
you.
Please visit our
you
website
fucking
at...
You cunt.
Good evening, reception. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry about that. Hey. Listen, I'm running into some issues, okay? I'm on level 11 of your hotel, and I can't seem to find where the elevator door is to get down to the hotel, okay? So I need someone to tell me where I'm going, because every door I knock on... Hello? Another resident coming out and won't help me either. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hello? Hello?
Would you be able to come down here at reception?
I'm trying, sweetheart. That's what I'm saying, okay? I'm trying to come down to have a few shrouds with the girls, okay? I can't fight for the life of me. Can't fight the elevator, okay? So I need you... to come here and get me or tell me how to find elevator.
Elevator, level 11.
Elevator, level 11, okay. There, you got me. Level 11, sweetheart.
Okay.
Hello.
I'll go up there and then I'll try to help you, okay?
Hello, just wait. Someone's coming out to help me. One sec. Oh, shit, he's going up.
Hello?
He's gone up.
I should have put you on hold. That's mean. That's bad.
Is this bad now?
He hung up.
Yeah. He's like, I'm coming up and hung up.
Fuck it.
Yeah. We call back in like 3 minutes because he'll be back down or 5 minutes.
I'm on level 12.
And then we'll be like, why didn't you find me?
Okay. Is this mean though?
No, this is teaching him how to go up and down the stairs.
Ah, I didn't think of it like that. All right, let's continue.
Okay. How long I've been calling you for? Excuse me, Stuart. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Like, finally, I'm trying to call you guys five or six times, and every time you hang up on me, it's so ridiculous. Hello? Hello? I'm still on level 11. Your friend never came to get me, okay? So I need you to start playing games with me and tell me how to get to the elevator, okay? Because I've been walking this hall up and down, knocking on everyone's door, okay? And no one...
What, is this a prank?
What's it? Excuse me? Excuse me, you have the nerve, okay, to tell me this prank call. You have a disgusting sense of humor, okay? This customer size has...
Yeah, no worries. I'm gonna call the police to let them know that you're...
Okay, we don't have a problem, okay? I just want to... Okay? No. I'm lost, you understand? I'm lost in your hallway.
Yeah, let me get the police
hallway
to look for you.
Okay, if you just call police, you can call whatever, okay? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's just because you're calling from an anonymous phone number.
It's what it means, only. Of course, my phone is private. Do you think I want people to know my number? No.
Which apartment number are you staying on?
Was this side of me, sir?
What's your name?
Rhonda. Rhonda, R-H-I-M-D-A-H-H, okay? Look at that in the computer, darling. I've been staying here for 2 nights, okay?
When did you check in?
Thursday night, darling.
When?
Monday night, darling. Remember, I came in for 3 nights. Level 11, okay? Jesus Christ, I think I'll just shit my...
Okay, sir, I'm sorry, but I don't take seriously just, for your call. If you have any question or issue, please call the police at 000 if you feel that you're in an emergency.
Okay, okay? Look, okay, I'll call the police.
Whoa!
I think we've got another one.
That, he is no paid, didn't even care about his residence at all.
Well, maybe like...
So I think they went up and looked.
Up and had a look.
I'm pretty sure he went up and had a look, and then they're like, oh, well, obviously it's a fucking prank call. Poor old Rhonda, man. No one ever takes her seriously. I really feel for the fucking bitch. Man. You'd fuck her. You'd fuck her, I reckon.
She might be top three at the end opportunistically of this podcast season.
Oh, imagine that if Rhonda came. Hello, Brown.
What's the improvement of the chair?
I don't know. I've got to make sure I'm in posture, otherwise I'll just be bad.
No.
It's a. I have to adjust. I reckon it's good though.
Better though, right? It's better than the toilet.
I think. Yeah, it's going to be better than
that. Yeah, it's better for your health. Now, just remember that it might not keep going up in comfort, but it will go up in status, and that's what counts.
That sounds like a horrible, horrible...
That's what all that counts, okay? Anyway, everyone, we hope you've enjoyed this. Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating
Spotify.
And everything. It's just crazy out here. And do you know why you should do those things? Because we're...
The best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.